New Jersey's embattled foster care system received another blow yesterday. In October, four boys were found in a foster home severely malnourished. The state fired nine workers. But an independent investigation found that New Jersey's Child Protection Agency is so underfunded and poorly run that caseworkers can't be expected to do their jobs. Nancy Solomon reports.
It's been a full year of shocking disclosures about the collapse of New Jersey's Child Protection Agency. In January 2003, 7-year-old Fahim Williams was found dead and his two brothers nearly starved to death in a Newark basement, months after a state caseworker closed her investigation without ever seeing the children. Then four boys adopted into the foster home of Vanessa and Raymond Jackson were discovered to be starving in plain sight, even though caseworkers had visited the home more than 25 times. They were so stunted that a 10-year-old boy had gained only 1 pound since arriving at the home when he was 17 months old. Now an investigation by the state's child advocate, Kevin Ryan, says the agency, known as DIFAS, is in such shambles that blaming individual caseworkers is pointless.
Policies designed to protect children are not strictly adhered to at DIFAS and have not been for many years. They're not even fully understood in the DIFAS offices, and this raises inevitable questions that concern whether this system is too debilitated to support its own policies.
Ryan's job was created by Governor James McGreevy, and he was given broad powers to subpoena, investigate, and sue the state to improve its care of endangered children. In response to the growing scandal last year, DIFAS ordered a safety check of every child in foster care and released its findings just 2 days before the Jackson boys were found. Yesterday, Ryan released transcripts of depositions of top managers at the agency that shows they shortchanged the safety checks.
Our investigation has concluded that in a substantial number of cases, including the Jackson case, DIFAS simply did not require or conduct face-to-face safety assessments for hundreds, if not thousands, of children in the care of DIFAS.
Ryan is calling on the state to conduct those safety checks. He also says routine medical exams should be mandatory for all foster children and those adopted through the system. His report comes just days before the state must submit a court-ordered reform plan. Cecilia Zalkin of the Association for Children in New Jersey has been fighting for change at DIFAS for more than 20 years. She says Ryan's findings that the agency doesn't follow its own rules is the crux of the problem.
That actually is the issue that's had them in trouble for the last year, starting with the death of Fahim Williams. And I think that is absolutely relevant to what must be in the reform plan.
Zalkin says she's encouraged by advance reports that suggest the state will offer to spend $125 million to hire more workers, provide more financial and social support for foster parents, and make drug treatment available. The reforms are a result of a lawsuit filed by Children's Rights, a national group that takes on state foster systems. Its director, Marcia Robinson Lowry, says she's still concerned about what kind of accountability will be put in place and whether the state is willing to spend the money needed.
That's an unanswered question at this point, and it's of necessity a very broad-ranging plan because the child welfare system is operating in such an incredibly deplorable and damaging way. They've got a long way to go to make it an acceptable system in which children are not harmed.
The two top officials in New Jersey's Human Services Department recently resigned. James Davey, New Jersey's brand new Human Services Commissioner, released a statement yesterday commending the Ryan report. He says he's already ordered a new round of safety checks and plans to meet with Ryan to discuss his recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.